So I always wanted to say the following line, that much ink has been spilled over this topic. So I'm going to say it now. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And Rav Zilberstein touches a little bit on this topic. The shaila is as follows. Someone came to Rav Zilberstein and asked him the following kasha. He has a half hour till Yom Kippur, until Kol Nidre. He didn't dive in Mincha yet with Vidui, and he also didn't have his Suda Mafsekes. So which one should he do? Should he do the Suda Mafsekes, the Suda for Yom Kippur, or should he dive in Mincha with Vidui? So Rav Zilberstein brings down, first off, he says that we have to look at what is the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Is it a Doraisa mitzvah, or is it a Durabanan mitzvah? So basically, most Rishonim hold that it's a mitzvah Doraisa. Everyone gives their own reason. You know, some say that it's preparatory. You know, you eat, Rashi says that, because you eat so that you'll be able to fast the next day, right? Some Rishonim say that, no, you eat so you eat a lot, so you make the fast harder the next day. So the contrast that you're eating a lot Friday and then on Yom Kippur, you're not eating at all, and that makes it a lot harder. And then some say no, because Yom Kippur is a Yontif, so you need a Suda, but because you can't fast Yom Kippur, the Suda gets pushed off to before Friday. So whatever it is, everyone gives, this is a very famous machlokas. There's a lot of opinions on this, but most Rishonim hold that it's Doraisa. Some Rishonim still hold that it's Derabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tovkuf Ayin Siv Gimel brings down both Deyas. And the Mishnah Brewer, however, there on Siv Katan Yudalad, brings down from the Magen Avram and the Gra, they both say that it's Doraisa. And this is how the Mishnah Brewer paskins, and Simon Tov Reish Dalad Siv Katan Aleph. And therefore, if you have this mitzvah Doraisa of eating on Yom Kippur, Rav Zilberstein said it would push off the tefillah of Mincha of Vidui, which is a Derabana mitzvah. However, Rav Zilberstein adds, he says, you know, even if you only have a half hour, okay, do a little vidui before the suda. Meaning, you could still do a little. You don't have to do the whole mincha, or whatever, but still do a little vidui. Still do a little ashamnu magano, and be able to be mekayim them. Rav Zilberstein adds, and he concludes, there's a second reason also why the mitzvah of eating would trump the mincha. What? Mincha's derabanan. He said that, but what do you say? Esara, okay, very good. So according to the Rambam's opinion, that would say that tefillah is daraisa, eis ratzon. So maybe Yom Kippur maybe is the biggest eis ratzon. Very good point, Zaki. So he brings in another point. He says that maybe the eating would trump tefillah. What does he say? He says that by tefillah we have the concept called tashlumen, right? If you're an ones and you miss the tefillah, you're able to make it up. But by eating, it's not like you could eat on Yom Kippur to make it back for Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, he concludes that even on Erev Yom Kippur, and you didn't daven mincha yet, right? The best thing we should do is the daven mincha, and then have the suda, right? That's what we hold like. That's what we pass in like halacha. But however, if a person finds himself for any situation that he didn't daven mincha yet, he's able to have the suda. And Rav Zilberstein adds, you should just try to do a little vidui before. And mitzvah shem, we should be zochah to be mekayim the mitzvah, whether it's Doraisa or Derabanan, we should be zochah to be able to mekayim the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Just to conclude, Rav Shai Shechter has a great shiur online on why Torah brings down that it's brought down there. Rav Yisrael Salanter used to walk around the whole day Erev Yom Kippur, the whole day, with a sucking candy in his mouth to be able to mekayim this mitzvah. So Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik that's not the point of Erev Yom Kippur, is to fresh and to eat and to, you know, the whole point is to be able to get ready for the day. And you know, Mitzvah Shem, you should be zochah to get ready for Yom Kippur by eating an appropriate suda for whatever reason, for all the reasons possible, whether it be preparatory or for the simcha, or whether it be to make the fast more meaningful.